be stricken from the records.
Objection sustained.
If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
And proceed we will, coming to you from the safest place on the planet, near the southern border in the great state of Amnesia. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. Just a friendly reminder, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. And as we have proclaimed before, we practice a stringent regimen of saturated satire here and do not believe in dead air. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and witness number one, along with witness number two, our show producer, Rick Snyder. And you, my good friend, are the one witness that counts. Thank you for joining us today. And speaking of counting, apparently there are only three types of people in the world: those who can count and those who cannot. We tell you that because this is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips. Along with the latest community-first information, our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. Thomas Paine's book, Common Sense, tells us the only time you require personal injury representation is after you're injured. That was true in 1776 and still true today. So, how could it hurt to have a relationship with a great personal injury lawyer? So let's make that happen right now. If you find yourself in need of sound legal advice or just want to make friends with a reputable attorney, call the good folks at the Robes Law Group. They know how personal injury works and will be happy to assist you. Their mission is getting you well and putting your life back in order. The staff and legal team at the Robes Law Group are compassionate people and work hard for you. Remember, if you've been injured, make contact with the good folks over at the Robes Law Group by dialing 561-570-5700. With offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County, visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, attorney Gary E. Susser is with us. He has a most excellent strategies for those stuck in the legal mud of sovereign immunity. That's coming right up. And in our phobia department, aglaophobia tops the list of this week's phobias. In 35 minutes, we'll feel the discomfort of this phobia. Aglaophobia, don't be afraid to look that up. And in the news, Rick has a really cool story about price gouging. No one likes that, but that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Are you still telling your friends about the show? Well, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. As sure as bananas go with peanut butter, we make a politically correct happy sandwich here. But right now, it's time to take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines, brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved legal brain trust. Here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan, from the Robes Law Group newsroom. Here are today's headlines. Price gouging during a time of emergency is considered a violation of unfair or deceptive trade practices law. What can you do if you're gouged? We'll tell you. A state judge ruled that Palm Beach County can require people to wear face masks in public places during a pandemic without violating anyone's constitutional rights. And we'll tell you why your car insurance is so expensive. Details on these and other stories coming up on the half hour. Back to you, Al.
Thanks, Rick. What's free in life? Advice? Or maybe a smile? When we return, I will tell you how to receive a free Robes wallet. What's a Robes wallet? And why is it free? I'll tell you more when we return. So don't go back. We'll be right away. Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES. Text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Have you ever heard the saying, no risk, no reward? It's all about the risk, isn't it? Every time you grab your car keys, you are preparing to drive into the risk field. There are thousands of factors which determine the amount of your risk: traffic, weather conditions, distractions, or time restrictions. But there is a risk. The best part is you get to determine the degree of risk you're willing to take. But when those conditions or restrictions get the best of you, that's when your heartaches begin. That's why Robes Law Group developed a handy wallet about the size of a number 10 envelope that fits perfectly in the glove box of your car. The wallet has contact numbers, website, and texting information, plus a comprehensive list of what to do in case you are involved in an accident. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident could determine the outcome of your case. Want a free Robes wallet? Call right now, 561-570-5700, and ask Christina to send you a Robes glove box wallet, and the information within should ease the pain of an unfortunate experience. It can't hurt to have a backup of your hard drive, an extra memory stick, and a relationship with a lawyer who knows what he's doing. Looking for the best outcome? Join the list of satisfied Robes clients and call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit them at their website, robeslawgroup.com. All right, Rick, that's a pretty important piece of information there. You've been driving into the risk field lately?
Every time. But you know what? I have a Robes Law Group wallet in my glove compartment, and I don't understand why people wouldn't want to have one.
Well, it's crazy. I have one.
I have one, too?
Yeah.
My wife has one. Your wife has one?
Yeah. And the little boy that lives down the lane. It's good to have a Robes Law Group wallet in your glove box because that's where all your important papers are. You know, most people use like a Ziploc bag or something.
Yep.
I did for years. I just throw all the stuff in a Ziploc bag, and when I got stopped, I spent a half a day looking through it, and the officer would go, I ain't got time to mess with you, and he'd leave. But I think, that's a good place to put all your important papers.
How do we get our Robes Law Group wallet from Robes?
Well, let me tell you, Rick, the number is right here on the front of the wallet. It's 561-570-5700. Must be an echo in here. 561-570-5700, or visit them at the robeslawgroup.com website, and you will have all your questions answered. Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida. Our first super guest is a civil trial attorney from Cincinnati, Ohio, where he practiced law from 1979 to 1986. When he relocated to South Florida, he was admitted to the Florida Bar and several federal circuit courts. Gary Susser, welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the time you spend with us, as always. We had a great time the last time you called in. So today we're going to be talking about sovereign immunity and the year of limits in 2020. With all that's going on, it's a crazy world today.
Absolutely. And in sovereign immunity, the king can do no wrong.
The king can do no wrong. It's good to be the king, as Mel Brooks once said. And I believe that was out of a Mel Brooks movie. Yep, absolutely. Hey, what is sovereign immunity anyway?
Well, let's go back to basics. If you're hurt as a result of someone's negligence, the question is, who can you sue? As a general rule, you know, the law recognizes that you're going to be liable if you cause injuries to somebody else. Okay? So you can sue an individual. Car accidents, you can sue businesses, corporations, trips and falls, slips and falls, a corporate truck hits you, a delivery truck hits you, a pizza delivery guy is running late, rams into you, you could sue. But what happens if that delivery truck happens to be a city garbage truck? What happens to be a city bus? What if it's a police car?
Or a post office truck?
Well, post office, that's federal. Now we're just talking state, because
right.
Federal is a different situation.
Okay.
But, you know, we're talking state and city and county, okay? A city bus driver or your garbage truck hits you. Who do you sue? Well, the person you sue is the government. You have to sue the city, the county, the school board, and those entities are protected by law, being sovereign immunity. So if you're unfortunately in an accident or you're hurt by the negligence of a county, city, or state employee, you've got not only a world of hurt that's been put upon you, but you've got to go through hurdle after hurdle just to achieve a measure of justice. So your ability to seek money damages for their negligence is limited by that doctrine called sovereign immunity.
Why do they do that? Is it because there would be thousands and thousands of lawsuits and the city would just go bankrupt instantly? So they say, yeah, no, you can't sue us.
Well, that exactly was the theory. And this goes back to medieval times. Sovereign immunity, as we stated, the king can do no wrong. And it took the English common law and the rebellions in England to bring about the fact that government has to be responsible for the people or to the people. And no matter how gross the negligence on part of the government, okay, you should have the right to sue them. Now, in Florida, believe it or not, that right did not exist until 1975. That's literally 45 years ago. So if you were hurt, someone in the city, county, or state, you couldn't. You're out of luck.
And I know there's also limits on that stuff too, right? They have a limit. There's only so much you can sue the state for.
Well, we'll get into that because right now, as of 1975, thanks to the lawyers and the lobbying, they finally passed a statute that partially opened the doors to suing the state, city, or school boards. Okay, so in 1975, they put a limit on, you are correct, of $100,000. That was the maximum you could recover. And this is why lawyers have a big, big fight on these cases. These caps on damages started back in 75. The cities, counties, and states were afraid of being hit with all these lawsuits, that the money that pays for these injuries or the harm that is done comes out of their budget. So the cities, states, counties have to pay out of their budgets for any harm done by their employees or by them.
That seems diabolical. Think about that. If I were going to open up a business and say, well, we're going to do all sorts of mean, nasty things, so let's just fix it so we can't be sued and we can do anything we want.
Well, the cities, state, and counties had that protection up until 1973, 75, when we got a constitutional provision that allowed us to waive sovereign immunity, and we got that law passed. I mean, it was lawyers up there lobbying to get this done, to get justice for people who have been hurt. And the cap on damages has stayed in effect from 1975 up until 2011. So for 35, 36 years, the most you could get was $100,000. And I could go through case after case where this is just so unfair, it's unbelievable. But the state actually put in a system, which we'll talk about later, that you can petition the state for more money than the $100,000. So they gave you an escape, but that escape clause is pretty difficult to go through.
And they haven't made any adjustments over the years. You said 1975 is when they did that. $100,000 in 1975 is a lot more than that today.
Well, correct. And that's why in 2011, thanks to, again, lobbying by us trial lawyers, they raised the limit to $200,000 per person or $300,000 total. So if there's the city bus runs into a car and it hurts five people, the most they could pay is $300,000. So that limit went up, but only after a large fight. And again, with more conditions. So now we have a cap on damages, which is, as you just said, even at $200,000, not a lot of money. If someone loses an arm, someone loses a life, someone is incarcerated for improperly for 40 years, 43 years, as we'll talk about, a man just got a claims bill passed. He was improperly convicted and in prison for 43 years unjustly. Now, how do you put a price tag on that? That $200,000, that's an insult. And for something that's done, as you said, you know, improperly or just plain wrong, you can't get punitive damages against the king, the city, the county, the state.
The king, you were right. You were right the first time. It's the king. It just doesn't seem that they're paying any attention. Like I said, I don't have the calculator in front of me, but I know that $100,000 in 75 has got to be something like $300,000 to $350,000 today, and they're not even thinking about revising that.
Well, they are, and you know, the big question is, you know, they picked an arbitrary number of $200,000 per person, and that's not always going to be the limit, because the trial lawyers and actually some of our state legislatures feel that's not enough and it's not fair. And there have been attempts to raise that limit when they've been trying to do it, but it keeps getting shot down. 9 years ago, we got the law modified. Now we're trying to get it up $500,000. Senator Flores put up a Senate bill in 2020 that tried to get up to $500,000, and that was shot down. Now, here's the problem we've got with the government paying out money, especially now during this pandemic. Because the money comes from the state budget, if you look at what's going on now with this pandemic and the money not flowing to the state and what's going to be a shortfall, there's going to be much more resistance to raising the caps and paying out money.
Sure. All income, all the revenue from the state is down. The tax revenue is down. All the sales tax, everything's down because there's no activity in our society right now. So, yeah, raising the price up, sure, they're going to drag their feet on that because it's a self-interest type of a thing.
And raising the caps is going to be a problem because of this. And some states have done away with caps because, by the way, this was going back to the Constitution. There's something called the 11th Amendment to the Constitution. Everyone's heard of the top 10, you know, the Bill of Rights. 1795, the 11th Amendment basically says you can't sue the United States. A citizen can't sue the United States. And, you know, that was the law. And that meant to say the government, a citizen can't sue the government, which went to this flow to the states. And they also said the government can't be sued by a foreign power, a foreign individual, which is what they included also. And, you know, now we have international law, and then you have people trying to sue us. You've got one law firm here in Florida, and I think it's a bit bogus of a lawsuit, but, you know, they're suing China for the COVID, okay? You know, how can you sue a country for a disease? And so that's what they're trying to do, which is why the 11th Amendment said, hey, you can't sue us if we started the disease.
Wow. So maybe they have an 11th Amendment over there in China, so you're not going to sue us either, is going to be their response.
And again, it's all about the money. And that's what these caps are. It's all about the money. You know, the thought was, hey, we're going to stop these lawsuits, and we're going to prevent prevent the drain on our budget. But, you know, there is so much going on in our society. There are so many issues, so many problems now, that if you just look at the traffic going on today, everyone's, at least in my opinion, the driving has gotten a lot worse. The people are out driving again. I mean, if you've been on 95, I mean, I could go up 95 to my office here in Boynton Beach, and I could be going 75 miles an hour, and I'm in the slow lane, man. I'm getting
exactly.
And see them, they're running red lights, they're not paying attention to blinking lights. There's a disregard for what's going on. And if it's a city or a county or state employee who disregards it and causes you a problem or causes you harm, you're going to have a major problem. Because not only is there a cap on damages, okay, now of $200,000, which we're trying to get up, but it keeps getting shot down, but they put so many roadblocks just trying to go sue them. It's like fighting a war, because you have to give them notice, okay? You have three years to give them notice that they screwed up, that didn't fix the sidewalk, they didn't do the road repair, they didn't do this right, they put up signs wrong. Okay? And if you don't do the notice, buy the book and within a timely period, you don't have a case. Then, in addition to that, the chilling effect is they put a cap on lawyers' fees.
That's typically how the state operates. They always give less to the doctors. They give less to any of the professionals that are in there. But when you say it keeps getting shot down, the bill keeps getting shot down, you're talking about a vote in the legislature. This isn't a vote that's been put to the people, correct? And if not, why don't they put that vote to the people? That's who should be deciding that.
Well, it's the legislators that have the duty to spend state money for projects. And you see projects going up and back. So here's the big picture. The jury decides how much money to give, okay? Now, we just have a case, been in the news a lot, which is what you have to do to get a claims bill passed. You got Dontrell Stevens, okay? Dontrell was paralyzed in 2013, okay? He went to a jury trial. The jury said, wrong, wrong, wrong. The young man's paralyzed. Gave him millions and millions of dollars, okay? Because he's going to spend his life in a wheelchair. When it finally got through the process, he took a $16.5 million haircut just to get the bill passed. Now, let's talk about the claims bill process, because that is money, number one, coming out of the state budget. And the chances of getting it through are very difficult. You know, there are sad stories, and there are tons of sad stories, children and young people getting hurt all the time, people being improperly incarcerated, as I said, for 43 years, okay? And, it just pulls at your heart, which is why juries give a fair sum of money. But at these politicians up in Tallahassee, they don't care. It's not personal to them. They just have to answer to their, quote, supporters. And the lobbyists, basically, like in Washington, it's like drain the swamp, never happened. Tallahassee, drain the swamp, never happened. Okay? Oh, and the lobbyists are up there, and it's like, the Florida League of Cities in 2020, when they try to raise the caps, the limits on claims bill, Florida League of Cities came out, no, 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 don't you dare do that. Don't you raise it to $500,000. And it never made it out of committee. It got shot down.
This is why we have elections, to make sure that doesn't happen. But if you're not paying attention to it, or if the news isn't focusing on that particular issue, sure, you'll never even know that you had the problem, so it'll never get voted on. That's why we have programs like this. Folks, we're talking with Gary E. Susser. He's an attorney at law, and we are speaking about the king, and he can do no wrong in sovereign immunity. All right, so let's continue on. Are there any other issues you face when you're trying to sue the government? I know we got the money problem, but what else stands in your way?
Well, number one, we talk about notice. You have to give them notice. And once you get to an attorney, the attorney has to know what they're doing and has to give notice to the State Department of Insurance. They have to give notice to everybody, certified mail. There's a certain form you have to do, and there's a time you have to do it. If you don't give notice in proper format, in a timely manner, you lose your right to bring a case. And, the attorneys, unless you get the right attorney, they screw this up too many times, I've seen. And the notice is not proper.
Yeah, it's like a technicality. The case is thrown out on a technicality, right?
Dot the I's and cross the T's, which is why finding the right attorney is important. Someone who's done this before. That's number one. So you have to do that. And then once you give the notice, you then wait 6 months. You have to sit on your hands for 6 months. Well, a good attorney doesn't sit on his hands, by the way. But once you give notice, you can't do anything for 6 months.
That's because of their process, right? They've got a process. It's like due diligence or discovery, I guess is the right word.
But it's one of those things where it's time delay. And I've dealt with attorneys and say, time is money. You know that. And the king says, well, you wait 6 months and then we'll start talking about money. Because very rarely, and I think this has only happened once in recent memory, that I settle a claim in that six-month period.
Wow.
Of all the dozens of cases I've had, only one has settled, and that was because it was on video, believe it or not.
There's no statute of limitations or anything like that. Does that count in here? Like if they drag it out too long and it goes past the statute of limitations, and then you're out again.
Absolutely. We just talked about the 3 years to give notice, and then you have 4 years in which to make the claim. So if you don't do the notice in 3 years, you lose on a technicality. If you don't bring it in 4 years after giving notice, proper notice, you lose on a technicality. That's called the statute of limitations, which applies also to state actions against the state, against the cities, against the counties.
Seems like somehow that it's just not fair. They could drag their feet past the statute of limitations and go, oh, well, sorry, you lose.
No, not if you have a diligent attorney that knows what they're doing. Because if you get the case and you give notice properly, then you start doing discovery. And the good thing about the Sunshine State that we have here is that when you have a state, city, or county, all their records are public, including the employee records, including personnel records. And you have to make a request under, there's a Florida statute, we call it 119, that you make a public records request for information, they have to give it to you.
Folks, we've been talking with Gary E. Susser about sovereign immunity. Gary, we're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about what happens if the damages are more than the cap. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on the second half of the show, attorney Gary E. Susser continues. True stories from the dark side of how the king rules. So stay tuned for Gary E. Susser. Have a question about sovereign immunity? Call the Robes Law Group right now, 561-570-5700. But right now, it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a story about price gouging. Rick, I'm sure we'll get gouged with this one. What's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Well, Alan, when disaster strikes, whether it's a Category 5 hurricane or a pandemic, consumers are often left scrambling for basic necessities, such as drinking water, medical supplies, water itself. When retailers take advantage of these spikes in demand, often coupled with supply bottlenecks, by charging exorbitant prices for necessities, it's referred to as price gouging. Now, the Florida Price Gouging Hotline is activated right now. You can call it if you think you've been gouged. 1-866-966-7726. Price gouging during a time of emergency is considered a violation of unfair or deceptive trade practices. Now, most of these laws provide for civil penalties as enforced by the Attorney General, while some state laws also enforce criminal penalties for price gouging violations. Selling commodities, household essentials, rentals, fuel, etc., after a declared state of emergency at unconscionable prices, that's grossly exceeding average prices in the 30-day period preceding the emergency. Now, if you have reason to believe a retailer or individual is engaged in price gouging, consider speaking with Robes Law Group and be aware that Price Gouging Hotline has also been activated. Price gouging is a second-degree misdemeanor punishable by fines and up to 60 days in jail for a first offense. The governor declared a state of emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. If you've been gouged, Price Gouging Hotline once again, 1-866-966-7226. 1-800-926.
Okay, let me just see now. Does it cost anything to call this price gouging line?
No, you can call them for free.
Oh, they don't raise the price when there's an emergency?
Only after 6 o'clock at night.
All right, 866-966-7226 is the number to call.
All right, now, Alan, on average, Florida drivers, and you probably know this, pay approximately $1,650 per year for car insurance. That's per car.
I wish.
The nationwide average in the U.S., this will kill you, is $1,325. Drivers in Florida pay more for car insurance because insurance companies have high expenses in Florida because they handle a lot of losses and a lot of claims. Why do Florida drivers make more claims than drivers in other parts of the U.S.? It drives up the cost for the insurance companies. One big reason is Florida is one of the states that requires drivers to have personal injury protection, PIP, and it's mandatory. You have to buy it. Approximately 20% of your auto insurance policy in Florida can go towards your mandatory PIP coverage. Florida used to have a no-fault insurance system that made it easy for drivers to claim $10,000 in coverage after every accident. So scammers were right out on it, and after that $10,000, like seagulls after fish parts. Fraud rings, staged accidents, victims piled out of vehicles, bogus clinics ran up just enough bills to keep it under the $10,000 limit.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Florida has some of the lowest required coverage limits in the country. That may sound like it would drive down costs. However, it really just increases prices for drivers who want coverage of $300,000 to $500,000 or wish to pay for uninsured motorist coverage. I do. I pay all those. It's expensive, but it's worth it. Drivers with bare minimum insurance policies pay relatively low rates, while the average driver with a peace of mind plan pays a relatively high rate. But if you're in a serious accident, you stand to lose everything.
Not me. I pay all my insurance claims with your credit card.
That's what's going on. Florida drivers tend to be more litigious than drivers in other parts of America. Florida drivers are more likely to seek compensation via a lawsuit, which drive up costs for insurers. Drivers in urban areas are more likely to make claims than drivers in rural areas. Florida is the third most populated state in America, and with most of these people crammed together, that means a higher accident rate than other less urbanized states. Florida's made various attempts to reform the system over the years to reduce PIP premiums by prohibiting drivers from using PIP to cover expenses like acupuncture and massage therapy. Mm-hmm. Non-emergency costs were limited to $2,500. The end result was good. Insurance companies saved $2 billion a year. However, Florida drivers still pay some of the highest insurance prices in the U.S. The best thing you can do when you're buying insurance is compare quotes with as many insurance companies as possible to make sure you're paying the best possible rates for car insurance in Florida. And that's all the news that fits today, Alan, from the Robes Law Group Newsroom. I'm Rick Snyder.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Rick.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
Gary E. Susser, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. Thanks for hanging out, all the stuff we had to get done there and into the show there. But we are talking about sovereign immunity. The king can do no wrong. You know, I thought we won that revolution about 245 years ago or so. Why are we still playing by those rules? The king can do no wrong. The city, the government can do no wrong.
It's all about the money.
You know, I'll tell you something. My father taught me this when I was 10 years old. I'll never forget it. He always told me, he said, son, if you can't figure out the problem to something, follow the money, and you'll discover where the root of everything lies.
Well, do you know the golden rule, don't you?
Yeah, those with the gold rules.
Absolutely correct. He who has the gold makes the rules, and it is the state that makes the rules. Because they didn't open up some courts being sued until 1975, and limits were low. They increased them in 2011. They've stopped the attempts to raise them again and made the process as difficult as it can be. And even if you win a case at a jury trial and you get more money than the caps, than the $200,000 now, or back then was $100,000, even if there is insurance policy that pays the money, you have to go through the claims bill process, and basically try your case again in front of the state legislature.
So that's what happens when your damages are more than a cap. When we left the last segment, I said the next question would be, what happens if my damages are more than the cap? And it sounds like in almost in every case, the damages are going to be more than the cap.
Well, not every case, but in case of catastrophic injury. Because remember, we have public hospitals. The North Broward Hospital District, most of the hospitals in Broward County are public hospitals, whether it's Coral Springs, Broward General, North Broward Medical Center. They're all government-owned. They're all government entities, and they're protected by sovereign immunity. Now, imagine going to one of these hospitals and your child being harmed, or the surgeon taking off the wrong leg. You know, you have a brain damaged child, and my wife and I had our firstborn was severely harmed at Coral Springs Medical Center back in 2000. Our son is quadriplegic, cerebral palsy, and cortically blind. And the Coral Springs Medical Center said, "Hey, you know, tough luck, kid. Okay, you want $200,000? Here you go." And we fought them, and even had an insurance policy for $1 million. And even though they wanted to pay it, we had to go to the legislature to get that $1 million, or the $800,000 that was left over. We had to go to the state legislature. It took us approximately 3.5 years to get a claims bill passed when everyone was in agreement to give us the money to care for our child. And the attorneys took a haircut on fees to get it done. And it really took, as I said, an act of Congress and years just to get something that was agreed to passed.
That seems pretty strange that you would have to try the case again. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I would think from common sense, if you're in front of the second jury, you would say, well, just take a look at the first case. My case is closed. I mean, you have to re-argue everything?
I mean, it is so complicated. They have published a claims bill manual that you have to follow to get it done. They have published a whole manual as to the process. That's how complicated and cumbersome it is. Justice delayed is justice denied. And
absolutely.
It takes a special breed of trial attorney to persevere, which is why people need to pick. And I hate to say it, the billboard attorneys are the billboard attorneys. But, attorneys such as myself and others, we're so busy because, I'm a lawyer's lawyer. Lawyers come to me for help and advice. And these things are very difficult. The big firms, and there's a bunch of very good big firms out there, and everyone does advertising. Most of the big firms do advertising. They do a great job for people because they engage in the battle and they're not afraid to step away. Because they have the money and it takes money to do battle, to pay for the lobbyists, to go up there in Tallahassee, get your clients ready and witnesses ready to present the case all over again. And that's what it takes. If you read that claims bill manual and going to a special master up there, you would sit there and like, why would you ever take a case?
I believe that was designed that way. That's the way they designed it. They wanted it that way. They want it to be difficult. And it just doesn't seem right for the government to do that to its own people, since we are a government of and by the people. So I don't know why we let that stand. That should be pressed. In your opinion, then, and it is your opinion, I'd probably agree with you, but what do you think the cap should be for today's times?
Tough question.
I mean, right now it's a $200,000 right now, right? It's around $200,000. That's the cap.
And then last year, this last session, they tried to go up to $500,000. A Republican Senator Flores tried to get it up to $500,000. She got shot down. And with our current budget crisis, by the way, thanks to the COVID pandemic, you're not going to get these things. You're not going to get the bottom line increased anytime soon until we have a change.
Nice. That's exactly what I was thinking, Gary. I was thinking the same thing. Why should there be a cap? It should be just like any other lawsuit. If I broke my arm, that's worth something. But if I broke my arm and my legs and my back and I'm in a wheelchair, that's got to be something else. That can't be the same.
I mean, who am I to put a price on life? Someone gets killed in an accident, you know? I mean, I have a case now in Miami, a police car chase. The guy runs a red light, no siren, an unmarked car, runs a red light to go to a scene and almost kills a woman in her car, broadsides her, spins her around, I mean, hurts her badly, okay? And it's like the cop said, I'm sorry. But what does it do for her? What does it do for the families of people who have been killed by policemen who shoot somebody, who kill somebody?
Let me ask you this question. And there was a time, and I believe it was in the 70s, you may know the date, there was a time when they used to be called accident reports. They changed the word. They took out accident and changed it with incident or insodent, depending on what college you went to. Why did they do that? Because an accident is whoops, sorry, it's an accident. But this is an incident. You can't apologize for an incident. Is that their thinking?
Well, I don't know why they did it, but it's sure politics, number one. Number two, I refer to them as crashes. It is a car crash. It's not an accident. It's not an incident. It's a crash. And usually crashes are caused by someone not following the safety rules of the road. So it's all about, you know, it's all about the money. You know, anything to dissuade you from pursuing your rights, anything to make it more difficult, just by changing the name from incident to accident, I should say it's a crash report. Why don't they call it a crash? Think about it. And how about this? In Florida, the incident, accident, or crash report is not admissible in evidence. The officer can't talk about a citation he issued because that's not allowed.
Yeah, I know. We had Esteban on the show from the Robes Law Group once, and he said the same thing. You cannot use the accident report in court, and that's kind of, isn't that part of the evidence?
The king can do no wrong.
That's going to be the default answer of the day. The king can do no wrong. Exactly.
And that's why we need reform. And people who are listening, please, if you're not registered to vote, register to vote. I'm not telling you how to vote, but understand that elections have consequences.
You know what I say in those cases? Always take the red pill. That's the way. It's going to take, like you said, it's going to have to go to the people. You can't count on your elected representatives to do this because their best interest is in the state, and our best interest is in us. So that's going to have to be brought before the people. How do you go about something like that?
I don't want to get into our society issues right now.
Let's talk a little bit about your child. You have a special needs child, and luckily you're an attorney. So what would that have cost you if you had to go get an attorney and try to get additional income or additional money from the state?
Well, number one, I'm not a fool. So we did hire an attorney. We hired a great law firm who specializes in medical malpractice, and they fought for years for us. And even though what happened was tragic and really, in my opinion, a medical crime, and it turned out the peoples and doctors and nurses were all pointing the finger at each other, it took us years in court to get anything done. And the hospital, being the North Broward Hospital District, took its sweet time to do anything. And when we finally came to an agreement to get $1 million for our son's care, It took years to get it approved through the claims bill process. And let me tell you something. It is to raise a child with special needs, just to get a van, a special needs van, you know, a Honda Odyssey with a wheelchair ramp, you're talking $50,000.
Just for the ramp.
For the ramp. And how about the things he needs at home? Because, you know, how about a service dog? You know, unless you're on a list to wait for a service dog costs money. We went and got a standard poodle, had it trained, cost thousands and thousands of dollars. He's got a great service dog as a standard poodle now.
And the chair, that's the chairs aren't cheap. And you're not talking about a regular motorized chair. You're talking about a special needs motorized chair. And the regular old chairs are like $4,000 and $5,000.
You're absolutely correct. It was about $6,000. It's not even motorized because he's blind. He can't see to go anywhere. And his hand control is not the best. And so we have to have, you know, we have aides that help us. We've got very devoted people. We've been very lucky. We have very devoted ladies who care for our son. One of them's been with us almost 12 years now. And we pay her well because our son, now age 20, is doing extremely well. And, you know, it takes a village and it takes a lot of money. And you're right. As we said, we were on 60 Minutes. They did a show where we exposed some huckster selling stem cells over the internet. I've done well in my 40-year career. You know, I'm economically secured, which is why, and I will tell you a quick story, when I took our son to school over at J.C. Mitchell in Boca Raton Public School, when he was like 6 years old, 5 years old, and we had just got done getting the money. I think we had just gotten the money from the state, and I got the wheelchair van. I unloaded him at school in his $50,000 wheelchair van. He gets out in a $6,000 custom wheelchair. And there was a lady in front of me parked in an old beat-up Toyota. And I'm watching her get out. Maybe she thought she needed assistance. She takes a jogger stroller out of her trunk. She then goes to her back seat where she has a child who turned out to be in our son's class, who was literally tied down in the back seat with seatbelts. She picked him up, put him barefoot in the jogger stroller, and we went into the school together. That just, I mean, it just absolutely killed me. That absolutely killed me that here are these two children going to the same class, both innocent children, and one is got a custom van and a custom wheelchair, and the other one's in a jogger stroller barefoot, who was strapped in the back seat.
Now let me take a shot here, I guess. No one from the state was there to help you, right?
And you know what? That's my wife. I went home to my wife. We started a foundation for our son, and we have a charity that we started. We do scholarships for teachers and for therapists. We give away medical equipment. It's a straight pass through. We don't take a penny. But what goes on out there and what you see out there, you know, it's just difficult sometimes.
I think you had some other noise in there. I heard some glasses clinking or something.
Yeah, that.
That's not a martini, is it?
No, that's a cup of tea. That's a cup of calming tea. Because when I talk with you, I get so not emotional. I'm just driven, which is why, you know, I'm almost 67 years of age. I'm just driven to do the right thing for people. And, you know, while we're economically secure, my wife says, stop already. So I just can't. Because when you see the injustice out there, whether it's the claims bill process, whether it's how people treat each other, it's, you know, how insurance companies treat you, the fight has to continue, which is why people like Tom Robes, myself, and other good attorneys, and there are a lot of them down here, by the way, and let your listeners know, there's a number of good attorneys in this county. We're blessed with some very talented, very sharp, very caring attorneys in this county.
Well, let me tell you this, folks. We don't normally give out the ask that you call Robes, and they'll put you in touch with Gary Susser. But I tell you what, how about 561-735-4636, and that'll get you in touch directly with Gary Susser. And if you want information about his charity, give him a call, and he'll be happy to help you out. We've been speaking with Gary E. Susser, attorney at law, right here in Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you so much for coming on today, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on and giving me the opportunity to share my opinions and my thoughts with your listeners.
Yeah, consider that done. Folks, we'll be right back after this short break.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day. Every day. so be aware of. And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Robes Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Robes Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's R-O-B-E-S to 474747.
This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
Have you ever heard the saying, no risk, no reward? It's all about the risk, isn't it? Every time you grab your car keys, you are preparing to drive into the risk field. There are thousands of factors which determine the amount of your risk: traffic, weather conditions, distractions, or time restrictions. But there is a risk. The best part is, you get to determine the degree of risk you're willing to take. But when those conditions or restrictions get the best of you, that's when your heartaches begin. That's why Robes Law Group developed a handy wallet about the size of a number 10 envelope that fits perfectly in the glove box of your car. The wallet has contact numbers, website, and texting information, plus a comprehensive list of what to do in case you are involved in an accident. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident could determine the outcome of your case. Want a free Robes wallet? Call right now, 561-570-5700, and ask Christina to send you a Robes glove box wallet, and the information within should ease the pain of an unfortunate experience. It can't hurt to have a backup of your hard drive, an extra memory stick, and a relationship with a lawyer who knows what he's doing. Looking for the best outcome? Join the list of satisfied Robes clients and call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit them at their website, robeslawgroup.com. Well, there you go, Rick. We're out of the risk field now. And just to let you know how big the risk is, did you know that one out of 38 Florida drivers suffer a vehicle crash? So you got the wallet, you got the app. What else do you need? Just download it. Text the word ROBES, R-O-B-E-S, to 474747, and the instructions will come onto your little smartphone, and you click the button, and you install the app, and guess what?
They're with you.
That's right, 24/7, 365. And I know personally, Esteban, if you call at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's going to answer the phone. That's just the way he is.
He loves to wake up at 3 a.m. to a phone call. He's always alert, though, and he will take very good care of you through the Robes Law Group app.
That's right. And that's a good reason why you should have the app in your car. The wallet and the app. Yeah, it's a twofer. In Palm Beach County, motorcycle fatalities occurred in 6.2% of all crashes. So if you're riding a bike, be careful. You know, Rick, one in every 13 pedestrian accidents caused by moving vehicles result in a fatality.
Ooh, so you could be killed on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. In Palm Beach County, one out of every 46 vehicles was involved in a crash.
Well, then you need the Robes Law Group. They are personal injury lawyers, and if that happens to you, get hold of Robes Law Group. How do we get our Robes Law Group wallet from Robes?
Well, let me tell you, Rick, the number is right here on the front of the wallet. It's 570-5700. Coming up on next week's show, Esteban Benitez is calibrating his radar detector, ready to share some tips on traffic tickets. Grab your radar gun and join in next week, Esteban Benitez. We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Tell your good-hearted friends about the show. Any friend of yours is a friend of ours, and there's no shipping or handling fees. Listen to Lifestyles and the Law today every Saturday for the latest legal and statutory rulings and decisions. This show is underwritten by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach and originates from a virus-free studio in West Palm Beach, Florida. Executive producer John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. Sneeze you next week.